Recording. Okay, welcome to City of Knoxville Board of Zoning Appeals. I'm Grant Rosenberg, Chair of BZA. I'll be conducting today's meeting. Alongside me, the other members of the BZA, tables across the room to my left, your right, our city staff members. Today's meeting will be conducted in the order of the agenda. Agendas are available at the table near the entrance. Pursuant to BZA's administrative rules, each matter on the agenda will be considered in the following order: staff comments, proponents, opponents, rebuttals, discussion among board members, a motion, second, further discussion, and a vote. Members of the public may address the board, and the following rules apply. Each person may speak once for 5 minutes and shall not have more than one time to speak, except that the chair may allow 2 minutes to the applicant for rebuttal. When more than one person wants to speak to an issue, each side is limited to 3 speakers with 5 minutes each. And the board may ask questions of any speaker and may allow more time or more speakers by a vote. Speakers should come to the podium, state their name and address for the record, limit their remarks to the facts of the case, and avoid repeating comments that have been previously presented to the board. Appeals of decisions by the BZA are made to Knoxville City Council. Petition for such an appeal shall be filed with Plans Review and the Building Inspections Department not more than 15 days from the date of BZA's decision. I'll now ask Ms. Scobie to call the roll.
Grant Rosenberg.
Here.
Daniel Odle.
Here.
Amy Sherrill.
First item on the agenda, our approval of the August 15th minutes.
Move to approve.
Motion second on the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seven. Okay, first item on the agenda, 9B23VA, 153 Old Slate Road. Greg Smith, while you're come on over to the podium, while you're coming to the podium, I'll ask city staff to make comments.
No additional comments.
No additional comments. Okay, Mr. Smith, your name and address for the record, and please state your variance and hardship.
Greg Smith, my home address or the 5913 Apple Valley Drive.
Explain,
this is my first time.
It's okay. Explain the nature of your variance and hardship related to why you're seeking this variance.
They're saying the setback, I'm too close to the road. There's nowhere else for it to be. We can't move it anywhere because of the position of the house. It used to be a house there a while ago, but they knocked it down. I guess it's not up to code.
So this is an empty lot, a full new construction.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you building back in the footprint of what was there, or is this a new house plan altogether?
A new house plan altogether.
What's preventing you from being able to meet the requirement here?
The lay of the land, that's a drop off behind it, and we can't push it back any further.
I guess the variance is you're requesting is from the driveway and the intersecting street. How is the, could the driveway, it's a new construction, could the driveway be oriented on the other side of the house? The house plans be, can your plans be flipped where you could move the driveway 50 feet?
I don't think so. Not from what I've witnessed.
Can I ask for a point of clarification? The staff comments here are referring to a circle driveway.
That's a different one.
This is the
9B. I was doing the same thing. Sorry.
So I guess, yeah, I would ask the same question. If you could hear the house, that would put the driveway further away. There's something for the.
Yes.
We're just trying to understand what's preventing you from doing that.
I can't really explain it the way it goes up into like a dead end part on the left hand side of the house. kind of like up, kind of like up a hill. Let me see.
Yeah, so the topography changes there, right? Is that what you're saying? There's a hill? Yeah.
Yes.
So when you say a dead end, it's just, you mean that there's a grade change that's
going towards the next
encouraging area. You to move the garage.
Yes.
Is the engineering perspective on this? Does it present a safety hazard?
That was, we discussed it previously during staff review, and the site distance was not a concern based on the type of roads that were engaging.
I think technically there's a topography issue here. I don't think it's completely unsolvable topography issue, but it's one that I'm willing to go with on this because I don't think there's much of an impact anywhere else. And I don't think we have anyone here to oppose it. So I would make a motion to approve 9A23VA as submitted. Oh, sorry. 9B23VA as submitted. Thank you.
We have a motion on a second on the floor. I did fail to ask if there was anybody here in opposition to this variance. Okay, seeing none, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's have it. You're approved. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, next up, 9C23VA, 2342, 2344 Robinson Road. Mr. Dean LaRue here. So is there Mr. LaRue? I don't have anybody signed up. No. Okay. Let's go ahead and just defer this item to the end of the, push this to the end of the agenda. If he happens to
just do a motion second to.
Yeah, motion to defer this item just to the back of the agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
So thank you. Okay, we move on. 9D23VA. 4610 Villa Road. Mr. Kaiser, I'll ask the city staff, have any additional comments?
No comments.
Okay, Mr. Kaiser.
Hello, my name is Nathan Kaiser, the homeowner at 5610 Villa Road. Thank you for your time today. I'm asking for approval for this variance to build a two-car detached garage with second floor for storage. Max height of a detached accessory structure is to be no taller than 18 feet. Because the property's topography is irregular and noticeably sloped, I'm seeking an allowable height of 20 feet, 10 and 3/4 inches for this garage. There is approximately a 10-foot elevation change from where the house sits and where the garage would sit. The garage would sit on the lower elevation. I believe this minimal increase in allowable height is needed to ensure the garage does not look diminished and the roof line of the garage is more in line with the roof line of the house. Thank you again, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is anybody here to speak in opposition to this variance? Okay, seeing none, I'll open things up for the board for discussion. Questions?
Can you explain to me just a little bit more detail about how topography is actually affecting your need for the extra 2 feet?
Yeah, so the garage is going to be sitting on the lowest part of the property. So if you look at the topography map, that's about elevation 1140. The current, the house sits on an elevation of 1150. So there's about a 10-foot elevation change there. So to prevent the the garage from looking diminished and being in more in line with the roof, and also allowing for the second story to connect to the deck, I need the two extra feet to allow that.
Question for staff, if it's connecting to the deck, is it still a detached accessory dwelling? I guess since it's a deck, then it's not really.
It is. No, it's still considered detached. Still not under, yeah. Okay.
You said your garage is down here, but your house is up here?
That's correct.
I didn't. I got you.
I think I'll say I don't necessarily have a huge issue with the request. I don't know that I necessarily feel that the 2 feet 10 inches is going to have a diminished appeal, because really what you're saying is the hardship here would be aesthetic appeal, and it's not really a hardship on our list. And again, it's, you know, it's back. It's not, I see that it's going to from values or
what does a sitting mean in your mind? Sitting is a hardship. Sitting, sitting, it's one of the things that's listed as a prospective hardship in our definitions, or siding, I guess. I think it maybe is the right way to say it, but how the property sits on the structure sits on the land is something that, and where it's located.
I mean, I think in this case, being able to say it's lower, therefore it needs to be taller, isn't something that we often hear things that the topography and the ways.
Yeah.
It becomes something.
But the existing location of the house is what it is, and if you're trying to build a garage that's going to serve your structure the best, you're going to put it where he's put it, I think. And
we're talking about a second story, not the garage itself. Again, I don't have a necessarily.
So then, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. If I can provide an additional need, the additional need is for the second floor, for extra storage for our home use, and to be able to have that the way that we have it currently laid out or designed or intended is to have the full second story, which would be the 20 feet, 10 and 3/4 inches for the to have the full second story for storage.
Pragmatically, I don't have a problem with this. He wants 2 more feet. I think it'd be matching with the elevations of the existing structure, and I don't see any harm for saying yes to this at all to the neighborhood or anything else. It won't be noticeable where this house is located.
I would agree. Don't see any harm.
You can claim topography as an issue there. I'm not sure it's the really cause of it, and I get that. Mr. Chair, let me ask really quick, if we says there's 3 of us here today, if 2 of us are one way and 1 is the other, do we need to give the applicant the opportunity to postpone, or
the administrative rules specify that the majority of all of the appointed board members have to be in agreement for something to be approved. So today that does mean that the vote has to be unanimous for it to be approved. You certainly can give the applicant the option to postpone if they would like to do so. Motion second and approve that to move it to the October meeting if that's what you all would prefer.
Mm-hmm. Approve or to fail, we could defer. The motion to approve wouldn't pass, but we wouldn't have a motion to deny. Correct.
If a motion to approve fails, that's the end
that
of the.
That is a failing.
Mm-hmm. The only time when we vote the other way right behind it is when there's a tie. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve, what is this? I'm sorry. 9D23VA as submitted.
I'll second. The motion second on the floor. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's have it.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Next item, 4335 Apex Drive.
Good afternoon. And, apologize for the attire.
Mr. Barnes, before we begin, any comments from city staff?
No comments.
No further comments. All right.
All right.
Mr. Barnes, thank you.
Sorry, I got called in. I'm going to pass these out. It said to bring extra copies.
I just did this the day before there. Do the other homes. This is an area that's fine.
So with Apex, and I'm sorry, Jason Barnes, 802 Level Road. This property, the variance I'm asking for is a setback. The Apex setback was the average of all the homes on Apex. The homes on the upper side of Apex were 120 plus feet. We were here, I guess, about a year and a half ago and discussed the other two on Apex where I got a variance to move them 60 feet. This one, as you can tell, we're coming across. There were two lots. We combined them, trying to take that driveway off of, because on the driveway, apparently from engineering, I can't go across more than one lot to service a home. So I combined the lots. I'm going to put one house. The setback I'm asking for is 38.3 feet. I think that the setback average after the two on Apex that we built a year ago is about 100 feet. As you can see, 100 feet put me pretty close to Hollywood Road. I chose not to come off of Hollywood Road because of the topography. You're 950 feet at Hollywood Road. My finished floor elevation is at 1,004 feet. So you're 54 feet. That's a pretty good size walkout basement for a one level, two bedroom, two bath house. So we flipped it around, came off of Apex. I've got about 8 feet there in variation from where I'm going to be coming off of, about 1,008. And then my finished floor elevation will be somewhere around 1,004 down to the 1,000 foot line. Topography is the reason I'm asking for the variance. The other homes, as you can see there on the sheet that I just handed out, a couple homes around me are at 64. Now, granted, those come off of Hollywood, but they're pushed back closer to Apex. There's one that is 8 feet from Apex line, which is two houses over from the house that I'm building. So just trying to stay in line with that of 800 Hollywood and not get too far in front of it or too far behind it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Anybody here to speak in opposition to this variance? Any questions, comments from the board?
It's an odd situation because what we're calling the front is actually someone else's side and all kinds of turned around here. I don't see any particular issue with this request. I certainly don't feel the heart of the water in here, just photography like that. So I
agree.
I do too. We had previous variances on the other parcels and same considerations, and there's certainly a topography issue at play, so there's a hardship. I'll make a motion. We approve item 9E23VA as submitted due to hardship related to topography. Motion and second on the floor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. 9F23VA. 4302 Thistlewood Way. Mr. Messer. Yes, comments from city staff.
Comments.
I do have one to make just from a legal perspective. The city is supportive of an adjustment to the code being made on the basis of this hardship presented. It's before you today to consider just the reasonableness of the request, not necessarily whether there's a hardship. Again, you know, the city law department is supportive of the hardship that's already listed.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mike Messer, 4302 Thistlewood, and we are asking for a 9.5-foot variance, a setback variance on the front that faces Thistlewood. And I think there's also a request to go from to 31.3% of lot coverage for this structure as well. As you can see, we do have a topography issue going up the hill. And with that said, the plan that we are putting on this lot has to have the garages on the Lily Way side instead of the opposite side of the house. This house, the hardship on this one also, it's bordered by three streets. So there's big setbacks on all three sides.
Thank you. Anybody here in opposition to this variance? Seeing none, questions, comments from the board? Mentioned there's a code change for council for this. I'm sorry.
No, just that the city law department is supportive of the hardship that's been alleged in this application packet because of certain laws that are involved with that hardship request.
Understood. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. I thought misunderstood that. And there's topography challenges and the fact that it's bordered on three sides by city streets. So I'm supportive. Make a motion. We approve 9F23VA as submitted to hardship related to topography. Motion and second on the floor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 9H23VA, 4211 Mockingbird Lane. Ed Owens. Any comments from city staff?
No additional comments.
Thank you. Mr. Owens.
Yes.
Name and address for the record.
Ed Owens, 11707 Yarnell Road. And the hardship is if I go back to 50 feet, I have a 25-foot setback and the lot's not that deep. It's a cul-de-sac street, and so the other houses are set back further, and this is the smallest lot on that side.
Is there something here about a front porch? I'm not seeing that.
There's a 6-foot front porch on there, and according to codes, you can only go 5 foot. So that's the other variance, is to get the other six.
Size of the porch?
The size of the porch, yes.
Okay. Not the size of the porch, the encroachment into the. That was good.
I'm happy to make a motion here. I'll move to approve 9H23 on the grounds that it's been a regular lot. The depth of it does not support the recommended setbacks.
I'll second that.
Motion. In a second. Favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, thank you. Let's come back to.
Nine C.
9C23VA. Last call, Mr. LaRue. Not here. I'll make a motion. We defer 9C23VA until our next BZA meeting,
which is October 2023.
October 17th, 2023. Motion is second on the floor. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's have it. Quick additional order of business. I am resigning from this board, effective immediately. Been a pleasure serving
with
you all.
Thank you very much. And congratulations on your new job position and all that good stuff. So, thank you.
So Mr. Brad Salisbury, who happens to be in the back over there, he has been nominated to take my place on this board. His nomination will be on the next 2 weeks from now, council agenda. And hopefully, you know, there'll be a long vetting process, background checks. Assuming he passes all that, then we'll be able to serve on our in our October meeting in my place. So welcome aboard. Thank you, Brad, for agreeing to serve. Also, I'll be obviously resigning as chair of BZA. So I'm going to make a motion. We nominate Christina Buller as our chair because she's not here. And she's current vice chair, and I did call her in advance and let her know, and she's agreed.
Somewhat agreed.
So I'm going to make a motion. I'd like to nominate Christina Buller as chair. Make that in the form of a motion. I'll entertain a second.
I'll second that. But she has agreed. She said this is okay. She wants this, or she's okay.
It's okay
with it.
Sure.
We're not forcing something on her. I like the joke of not being here
yet. It's one meeting, you know. No, she said she'd be willing to. And
okay.
I think
Okay.
She wasn't eager to do it, but.
Okay.
Right. If she's not, she can serve. You guys can revote in October.
Right.
Nominate a new chair.
And move on from that.
We can do this.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so motion second on the floor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Let's have it. And like to also nominate Miss Amy Sherrill as our vice chair, taking Miss Buller's spot. That in the form of motion. We'll entertain a second.
Second.
Motion and second on the floor. All in favor say aye.
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 All right.
Done. I will adjourn this meeting. Thank you all. That was a very